At one time, whole families, whole villages used to live or die by the hunt. So for some hunters, it seems fitting that before they go out to kill something, the afternoon start with a prayer.
Lord, help us to hunt in such a way that it is pleasing to you. We recognize you're here. We just put it in your hands.
It's a cloudy, windy day in the countryside west of Hutchinson, Minnesota. Tom Rako and Kent Rydberg stand side by side with their bows, president and membership director of the Christian Deer Hunters Association. The group is based at Rako's home in Silver Lake, but claims hundreds of dues-paying members around the country. Rako grew up in Wisconsin and came to deer hunting long before he came to God.
Unfortunately, I poached my first deer when I was squirrel hunting at age 11, and things just kind of went downhill from there, and deer hunting was my God.
A teenage Rako was carrying an archery permit when he shot his first deer with a .22, an illegal kill. So to make it look legal, he stuck an arrow in its side and got away with it. Rako went through a religious conversion at 21. He became a born-again Christian. He says he realized deer hunting was his own false idol. He says either he had to find a way to harmonize God and deer hunting, or the hunting had to go.
Stuff like that. That's buck manure. Here's another scrape there.
We're moving over a plowed field into tall grass on our way to tree stands in the forest. Needless to say, the Reverend Rako is now at peace with his two passions. He ministers to 80 people in his independent church each Sunday and spends up to 30 days in the woods each fall. Rako's theology of hunting balances two messages from the Bible. First is the chance to appreciate God's natural splendor. Rako marvels at pheasants, mice, and, of course, deer.
Ultimately, God created that deer. What did I have to do with that? He fed that deer in the wild. You know, he caused the antlers to grow. I didn't have any part of that.
But the Bible's second message is the mandate to hunt. Rako cites Psalm 8.
There is a hierarchy. Humans, you, I have been made in the image of God. We have a divine responsibility. We should be stewards over creation. And part of that is hunting as a management tool.
Using the Bible as a hunting guide leads to some distinctive viewpoints. The Christian deer hunter on trespassing.
If we love our neighbors ourselves, we're not going to be going somewhere where they don't want us to be.
On authority.
So as far as you can see, the Bible and the DNR are pretty well in sync with one another.
Well, I don't know if I want to go that far, but Romans 13, Paul writing to the believers in Rome, he said, the powers that be have been ordained of God, and that we are submit to those powers.
And on the plague of chronic wasting disease ravaging deer in his home region of Wisconsin.
Being from that area, I mean, I know that, there are a lot of people that, to them, deer hunting ranked up there where it once did for me, too, where it was more important than God.
Rako wouldn't necessarily call chronic wasting disease a punishment brought by God, but he does see it as a result of violating the good stewardship rules laid out in the Bible. And the perspective of the Christian deer hunter raises new questions that have not yet captured the public imagination.
I'm completing a book that one of the chapters, the question is, would Jesus shoot Bambi?
The answer is complicated, but it boils down to this. Bambi is not a real deer, and yes, Jesus would. For an hour, we sit in dead silence, 20 feet apart and 15 feet off the ground in tree stands. Then, behind us, some rustling. Rako tenses, his bowstring drawn back to his shoulder. Rako's trailing string winds off into the brush.
Yeah, I think I just basically trimmed some hairs off his back. When I find my arrow, that's usually not the best sign.
But for the Christian deer hunter, it's all right. The membership director, Kent Rydberg, didn't get one either, but God talks to him all the time on the deer stand, and that's something.
You know, when God's all around you, it's sort of hard to put him out of the way, so there's been, you know, some really good thinking times.
Of course, it's always better to fill your permit, but these guys have decided it's not just deer they're hunting for out here. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Jeff Horwich.